And all right, Hugo, thank you very much. Go ahead.
Thank you. So yeah, I will talk about this project I started last summer at the Salt Sprint in Germany. So when I started to learn Nix, I read somewhere like Nix is like JSON but on steroids. Like you have comments, you have variables, you have imports, and you have functions. Okay, a bit different. But I was like, okay, but it's okay. I like this. I can write my configuration. It's a bit like a better JSON. Works fine for me. But then, can I manipulate it like JSON? Then, you know, I'm just making web apps. Can I just generate my configuration from my Django app? If I have this configuration, I want to change the time zone, the host name. Can I just do like import JSON and then, you know, change the time zone, change the host name, and then dump this and, you know, JSON? Apparently, no. So I was wondering, how do people actually do this? So I looked at, you know, this bot that opens all the pull requests to update packages. It does a lot of Nix code editing. So I was like, okay, these people, they know how to do this. I'll look at how they do it. So I looked at the source code. So they do line replacements from the old version to the new version, which is not really, it's a bit less far than what I wanted to go. And also, I find it quite risky because if you have two strings with the same old version in different parts of the code, it will just replace it naively as long as it's surrounded by quotes. So I decided to tackle this issue a bit deeper, which took quite some time at the end. And I built this project called Nix Manipulator. So imagine you have this configuration on the right, and you want to change, well, for example, the time zone. You can do you can import the from Nix Manipulator, import parse file. Then I will just parse file of my configuration. It's normally it does pretty printing, which doesn't work super well in PT Python, but it usually works quite well in other normal standard Python. And then I have, so if I put this in a variable, let's say s, then I can do s dot, it's a function that has an output, so we are looking at the output of the function. And then in the output, we want to get, for example, the time, and then the time zone. And we want to get the value behind it. The expression out of it, and we have Europe.Brussels, so we can extract stuff directly from Nix code. We can also extract, for example, the boot information. So if I put here boot, I can extract the boot information. I can go also nested into my configuration, but I can also do changes. You know, I want to change the hostname of this machine. I added a few shortcuts, so I can do just net. I don't have to do the whole dot output and so on. I can do just networking, and it will understand this should be in the output, and then host name. So I have this equals new machine s dot save, and then I can just reload, and I have new machine there. So puff, I just updated my Nix code. So we're starting to get somewhere. I also added a few more functionalities. For example, here I have this package.nix, and I'm a package manager, but I want to automate package management. And here you can see I want to change the version of my package. But the version is defined here, not in here. So I have already parsed my, I can do s dash src dash version, oh no, tag equals 1, 2, 3. And then s.save, if I do reload here, You will see it will have followed the reference, and it goes to change it in this line, because here I'm just using an identifier, so it does follow references. I can also, for example, add things to lists. And I also added a CLI, so you can also access it using a CLI. For example, we can set variables directly from the CLI. As a conclusion, so we do Nix to Python to Nix. It formats everything according to the RFC and parses it. Most of Nix packages, there are a few RFC exceptions in the Nix packages that cause some issues. It's LGPL, so you can use it on all of your projects. In the future, the goals are easier manipulation, more powerful command line interface, and following imports. So you could actually go read stuff that is imported and you also go modify it. And this is where you can find the repository. It's also on GitHub if you prefer this.